Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm broadcasting live from New York City. If I sound different than I do when I'm in my regular environments, it's because it is different. We use a little bit of different equipment, and so that makes it sound just a little bit better. Maybe it even sounds better. You know, if it kind of masks my voice a little bit, it might even sound a little bit better. Anyway, we're glad to join us. I'm glad to be in New York City. It's always a pleasure for me to be in this great city. I have a lot of good memories here. It's a fun city. If you get to know New York City, if you understand how it works, and you can live with that, it's a great place. But I'll tell you what, it's one of the easiest cities to navigate on the planet. New York City, Manhattan, at least I should say, it's amazing. Well, let me tell you about our show coming up this first half hour. Our first guest is my good friend Brian Moran. Brian is the president of Moran Media Group, which is an organization that creates content, creates information, and help for small business owners. And a few years ago, he had this idea for a small business leadership summit. Now we're in this. Today is the second one, and that's one of the reasons, main reason I'm up here is to broadcast from this event and to participate. And so let's get him in here. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for inviting me back.
Please, you have an open invitation.
You know, I get invited a lot of places. I don't always get invited. This is a red letter day for me.
Ivana might have.
Yeah. That. I always say that I'm the reason we get invited to go places, and she's the ride back.
Right.
But anyway, tell us about the Leadership Summit.
Well, this is our second annual Small Business Leadership Summit, and I've been involved in small business for about 20 years now. And one thing that I found is that there are, within the markets, the different segments of small business, there are passionate advocates who work every day, you know, day in and day out on helping small business owners start, manage, grow, and sometimes save their businesses. Mm-hmm. And what I found, though, is that there's a great opportunity to connect the different segments, that there would be opportunities to work together, to collaborate, sometimes to commiserate.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, it was kind of a litmus test. We said, let's bring together these smart, passionate advocates, and let's talk about what's happening in small business. What is the state of small business? What can we expect next year? Now, that's one thing that we always heard is what's going to happen in the upcoming year. And the,
mm-hmm.
and the biggest fear was the fear of the unknown.
Right.
And so that these people, your small business organizations and associations and the academia, serial entrepreneurs, you know, bringing them together and getting their feedback as to what was happening and what they were planning to do and what they were planning to tell small business owners, you know, what to do for the upcoming year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did it last year, and it was a resounding success.
Yep.
Largely in part to people like yourself and other people who were in the room who were the speakers, panelists, or at the event. So it was a natural to do it again this year, especially with the presidential election, with what's been happening
in the economy. Yep.
And now more than ever, you know, we need the education and we need the enlightenment. And when you see over 500,000 jobs disappear
yep.
in 1 month, there'll be a lot of people who are knocking on the doors of the people who are at this conference today saying, what do I do?
Right. Exactly. Well, and I once again for your vision, for the hard work and the commitment to making this thing possible. Because what I take away from all this is something that I think is sorely needed, and you're making an attempt to try to fix this, and that's small business owners are not organized.
Right.
And I think what you just pointed out is the thought leaders,
mm-hmm.
the leadership, so to speak, the thought leaders, the people who actually make their living advocating for small businesses like you and like me, we're not always organized. We're fighting our own wars. Most of us are small business owners. We're making payroll like our customers are, you know. And so it's time we all got organized. And that's what I was talking about earlier mm-hmm. in my opening monologue. Isn't it time, Brian, for all of us, the thought leaders and the executors,
The real rubber meets the road, folks, the bona fides. Isn't it time for all of us to, as my dad used to say, get up on our hind legs and make people, let people know, you know, that as the guy said in the movie, you know, I'm mad as heck and I can't anymore.
Yes.
Isn't it time for us to get a little bit angry?
It is, and I think you're seeing that a little bit. And, you know, we have our advocates in Congress who are speaking on our behalf.
Do we still have some?
Yes, I believe that we do.
I tell you what, we lost one. We lost
Senator
Shabbat.
Okay.
Senator Shabbat. I mean Congressman Shabbat from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Great small business ad. We lost him in election.
Yeah, but it, what's interesting is, you know, when you look at the federal government talking about bailing out the big three,
yeah.
Bailing out the financial institutions,
right.
As I say, on one hand, I can understand that. You know, last time we spoke, I likened it to being boats on the water.
Right.
If a big boat went under, it would take all those smaller boats with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we are the smaller boats. And the government does need to realize that small businesses, I believe they lost just as many employees as big businesses did.
I was wondering about that number. I did not know that number. Don Wilson, who's here at your mm-hmm. conference,
mm-hmm.
who's the president of the Association of Small Business Development Centers, great advocate for small businesses.
Yes.
Nobody works harder. Last night I asked him that question. He said about of the 533,000 employees who were laid off in November, about 220 or so thousand, 210, 220, were small business, were
mm-hmm.
small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and he also made this other point, though, Brian. He said that of all the car jobs, all the automobile jobs that they're trying to save is about 225.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's all up in arms. They're going to throw billions of dollars at that. But nobody threw any bucks at the companies who had to lay off 210,000 small business workers
right.
this last month. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, I think it's that, you know, the way they look at it is that if we save these bigger businesses, that the bigger businesses will then continue to work with smaller businesses, that it will have that ripple effect. And you know, what happens is sometimes the ripples don't get there. And I think there needs to be a direct infusion into the small to mid-sized business market, which is what a lot of people are saying. But there needs to be that discussion about taking some of this bailout money and the stimulus package that's coming up, not only applying it to small business loans, but mm-hmm. then providing it to the organizations that
right.
need to work with small business.
You know, and we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to talk about that on the other side of these messages, but we're going to take a quick one, folks. We're going to be right back with our good friend Brian Moran. He and I are talking about small business leadership. We're doing it in New York City, and we'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, small business advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's our knowledge base. And, of course, my blog, jimsblog.biz. But, you know, if you just remember one site, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you know, you could even type in jimblasingame.com, and you'll get there. That's mothership. And from there, you can find my blog. You can find our whatever you like. But the main thing is we do our best to make good information available to you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And somebody else who does that is our good friend Brian Moran, who is my host today as I sit here in New York City broadcasting live from the Union League Club in Midtown Manhattan. And Brian is the president of Moran Media Group, and he's the brainchild of this event we're at today, the Small Business Leadership Summit. And Brian, we need to know a little bit about your company.
Okay. Well, after about 13 years of being in corporate publishing, or publishing in corporate America, publishing magazines for small business owners, I started my own business in 2002.
I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me that.
I asked myself that all the time.
I had four young kids.
Yeah.
The oldest was, I think, eight, six, four.
And your wife said, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, no, she was very, very supportive, and it's funny. So was my old Robert, who... I remember walking around the school with him one time, and he put his arm back. He's 9 years old. He put his arm back, and
I wanted to tell him what I was thinking and what I was doing, and he said, "Don't worry, Dad, it'll be okay." And I said, "Okay, well,
that's your sign,
right?
That's your sign."
That was it. So,
out of the mouths of babes,
right? So in 2002,
he didn't say it was going to be easy, though.
He did.
And I'm like, he left that part out.
We're going to have a talk about that. But so in 2002, I started Moran Media Group, and the first project we ever did was the SBA's 50th anniversary issue, Small Business Success. And it's been a great ride. You know, we've had our ups and downs, of course, throughout the year.
Well, you're a small business owner,
right?
That's part of the territory.
As I like to say, you know, a business is a carnival. Mm-hmm. I went from the Ferris wheel to the roller coaster.
Exactly. So, what have you learned as a small business owner that you think you could help the audience with? You know, what are some of the things you learned that maybe you wouldn't do again? Some of the things that you that you'd like to repeat? What do you think?
Well, it all starts with, I say, goal focus. Mm-hmm. That if you're just a business, the most important thing that you can have is a business plan. Mm-hmm. And obviously, the more detailed the plan, the better your chances are of success, in my opinion. And I had a business plan, and what happened is opportunities came along. Now, people, I had some good initial success, mm-hmm. and people said, "Oh, well, maybe you'd like to try this mm-hmm. and go into this industry and publish this magazine mm-hmm. with us." And what it did was it took me off my course.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
You didn't stick to your knitting.
Well, I was, but, you know, all of a sudden it was like the sirens.
Right.
At the sea, and they called to me.
Come, Brian,
right,
come to
right,
me.
Okay, make money, make more money. And so we had a couple of hiccups along the way, but yeah, you know, it's sticking to your knitting. And if you set out to achieve a goal in small business, whether it's I want to bring in X number of new accounts, or I want to reach this milestone in terms of revenue, and this is how I plan to get there, whether it's existing business or new business, mm-hmm. don't ever lose sight of that. And what happens, variables, you know, come into play, whether it's economy, you lose a piece of business, mm-hmm. new business doesn't come in. You're going to have a contingency plan. We talk mm-hmm. a lot about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if I had a piece of advice for the people who are starting out in business today, it's have a business plan. Take the time and be ruthlessly watchful.
And the business
expenses.
And the business plan doesn't have to be the one that I do, doesn't have to look like mine or yours. It mostly needs to say, this is what I'm good at. This is what we're good at.
Right.
This is what we're going to focus on. This is what we're going to commit this risk toward.
Right.
We're taking this capital we're going to take. And even though other things may try to lure me away, mm-hmm. I'm not going to let that happen unless it can fit into the business plan.
Right. Walk before you run.
Yeah.
You know, crawl before you walk.
Right.
Walk before you run.
Organically.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think today's summit, the other thing I would suggest to them is seek advice and the wisdom of the experts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go out and get information. Understand, too, whether you're going, you know, online or in print, there's a tremendous amount of information that's available to business owners today. You know, your website and your blog and your Q&A that you have in your radio show are classic examples of where you bring in a brain trust of people
mm-hmm.
to help people with their businesses. And if you're not taking advantage of that, that's free.
Mm-hmm.
That's free information.
That's right.
And
there's a lot of stuff out there like that.
Right, so you'd be foolish at least not mm-hmm. to look and see what mistakes your predecessors have made so you don't make them yourself.
That's exactly. See, that's the education thing is something that we all have to, I mean, as long as we live.
Right, right. And so the people that are here today at today's summit, they come from all various segments
mm-hmm.
of small business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to learn today from each other. We're going to learn from entrepreneurs what they're seeing in the economy and what they think is going to be coming up. We have two chief economists that
right.
are going to take us through some numbers.
Chad Boutre and Ray Keating. Yep.
Right. And then we have a newly formed Veterans Business Development
mm-hmm.
Council, something for veterans.
Right.
So we started talking to them, and they don't, you know, they didn't realize that there's a certification process
right.
going to come out that's going to help them in their business.
Exactly. Brian, it's been fun. Thanks for being here. Thanks for having me here. Thanks for inviting me back, and I'm looking forward to the summit today.
Jim, it's a pleasure. These go too fast. We're going to figure out a way to extend it, but
good.
I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be, too, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.